Busy today with Bob Rodenberger, Stockman's Livestock Auction in Apache. So, Bob, start us off. We got some good rain here throughout Oklahoma City. I know at my house we got 4 inches, I think, on Sunday morning. So what did you guys get in your neck of the woods?
Well, where I live, we got somewhere around 5 inches. But now down south, I talked there Monday morning or Sunday afternoon, and Apache, Carnegie, and that area didn't get any rain. Now, last night, the sale was over probably about 2:30, and somewhere between 3:30 and 4:30, they said it just in a 30-minute period, they got like an inch and a half to 2 inches in about 30 minutes. But it was very short area because it started raining on me when I left the school there at Apache. Time I got to Surreal, it had quit raining, and it just kind of sprinkled on me from Surreal to all the way back to Mustang. Now, it didn't rain anything here at Mustang. Now, I don't know. I haven't talked around to anybody else yet to see how much rain they did get, but it's considerably cooler this yesterday afternoon and this morning compared to yesterday, but I think it's supposed to get hot again.
Well, has that improved the moods of livestock producers?
What we've encountered, and I don't even know, I hadn't even turned on the board how it opened this morning, but the feeder index this morning compared to 2 weeks ago, 2 weeks ago is like 258, 260, and this morning is it like 245, 246. So we've taken, you know, $12 to $15 off the index, and that's about what we've taken off the cash market. The southern market, you know, the southern index would be down in the high 238, 239 area on an 8-weight, and your northern index up in, you know, Kansas, Nebraska, and Wyoming will be up in the low 50s. But it's they're adjusting this thing. They broke it. We've got to live with it. And everybody's calling. What I do with my calves? Have you got water? Yes. Have you got grass? Yes. Are your cows in good shape? Yes. Then stay with your program. But if you're missing any one of those three, stay at your calves. I mean, your calves, they have not discounted this calf market yet, but it will change. If we break feeders anymore, they will adjust this calf market. I mean, that's typical 101 econ. The cow-calf man still can get a good return on his calf. And I just hung up the phone this morning, had a gentleman that puts up a lot of silage. He runs a lot of cattle. And one of his neighbors called and asked him, said, what are you doing buying cattle? He said, I've got silage. Well, there's not a margin in them. He said, yeah, there's a margin. He said, it's not going to be what we had on these last cattle I'm selling, but I've got a margin. He said, I put that silage up. I've got to feed it. My margin's not as big, but I got to stay in the market. And he said, well, how are you going to not lose money? He said, I'm using the LRP. End the conversation.
Well, speaking of feeding, you know, it's back to school time. You're always talking about pork and chicken are cheaper and there's easier ways, mm-hmm. you know, to save some money. Do you think we're seeing a little bit more of that this week, or is it kind of died off and people still buying lots of beef?
I think we're still moving beef. But I think you're the middle people, the people that's got kids going to school, the working people like us, you know, you can't stand $5 hamburger meat when you got $2 pork. So you got higher interest, you know, we got everything's higher. You want to maintain a normal diet. And I mean, there's no reason to starve your people because you can go buy the $2 pork versus the $5 hamburger meat. Now, they're still going to buy hamburger meat, but. And we've got less cattle. We don't, but we're producing enough beef to offset the number of cattle we're down. So at some point in time, either we got to get a big infusion of cash to the consumer in his salary, which probably not going to happen, or we got to bring it down to where we can keep moving it and fill the space back up. I did go in to Crest last weekend, and normally 30 to 40% of their beef counter, of their glass counter is beef. And then there's, you know, 20% chicken, 20% pork, and 20% fish. I went in there this week. The beef was in the middle, and it only handled about 20%. So the other 80% was spread out amongst the other three products. Now, they had it, but they just didn't have as big a display as they had. Sam's had their same display, same amount of beef shelf space as they did in the pork. And they got lamb, and it's got a very small section. But the pork is half the display case, and the beef's the other half, and then your chicken's in your frozen food section. Now, you can buy hamburger meat at Sam's for $4.25, and their steaks are choice, and they got choice and prime. But sitting right next to them was a tenderloin pork loin for $2.38, and it would feed a family of four probably a week. And for that amount, well, you could buy half the hamburger meat. So, I mean, it's just, it's an economic deal for a minute. It's not that people are off beef. It's just they got to make their dollar stretch. And school's going on. You know, they got new clothes. They had to have books, they had to have pencils. We got to, now we got to have gas to go take the kids to school if they don't ride the bus. I mean, they got to reallocate their dollars again. And they're not going to eat any, they're not going to eat worse. They're just going to eat different.
Kids are expensive, Bob. We know
Oh.
that.
Oh, yeah. I mean, yeah. Hand-me-downs don't fit in their vocabulary.
No, they don't. Well, speaking of the past couple of weeks that we've had, what are you thinking we're going to see next week? Pretty much of the same?
We're going to see the same. I think market will stay steady. I mean, now we're breaking this fat market. I mean, we still got a good fat market, but it's not the fat market that equates to $2.50, $2.60 feeder cattle. Now, with all that said, yes, we have seen some $2.50 feeder cattle sell, but they're not the run-of-the-mill cattle. They're a set of home-raised cattle that's got some history, and everybody in the barn knows they got history. Somebody, every one of them trying to buy them has owned them before, and they know they've got in premium. The rest of us, if you're buying, I don't care if you're buying the very best calf that walks it through the sale barn, and you're putting them together from 1 to 10 at a time, and you've got 500 put together, you've probably got 300 different genetics versus buying two straight loads off of Joe Smith's calves that have got one set of genetics. There is a difference. And there is feed yards. That's what they try to buy. Now, not every feed yard does because we don't have that many cattle to do that way. Because your average producer in the United States is still under 40 head per owner. You know, cow calf owner. So we got our commercial yards that buy put together cattle, and they're not less quality. They're just less. The genetics aren't as predictable, and that's what we're getting to. So you don't have 250. If you don't have predictable genetics and off of one herd, then you're probably going to be taking it. You're going to be selling your 8 weight cattle in the high 230s to 240. And if you've got ranch raised and they're the front end and they got some history on them, you could still be getting up close to 250 for them. But that's all leaving the scene as we talk.
Well, if folks want to talk to you, how do they get in touch with you, Bob?
Give us a call if they want to hear our story. Give us a call at 1-800-926-9696. And Casey, if you needing cattle, want to visit about it, we'll buy cattle for you. We'll buy cattle back from you. We'll sell them however you want to sell them. But just give us a call, 1-800-926-9696. Justin Kirkendall, David Gage, Clay LeBay, Kelly Allsbrook, Greg Griffith, and myself. Just give us a call.
You kept setting me up for these amazing segues, Bob, so I couldn't help myself.
All
Have a good weekend.
right, you too. Thank you.